Yo, Avalon.
Hey.
Welcome to Online with Earthsign. I'm Culliver, your host, and today I have with me...
I'm Everdistant Utopia, but the people know me as Avalon here. Thanks
for having me. People can just call me Avalon.
You can call me Avalon. My friends call me Avalon.
I'm so suave. It's so cool. I'm going to be asking you some questions today, and hopefully we have something to talk about. If not, then... you're trash and everyone else is trash. But yeah, I don't know if there's stuff you're not comfortable talking about, but that's just too late.
All right. We're going in. We're going in deep. We're going in all the way.
Going into the fucking deep end. Okay. All right. Are you okay out there? Do you need to do some more coughing?
Got some water. Got some water. We're good.
Just so you know, I'm not going to edit anything out. Oh, yeah. Just for you, K-Riz. Yeah, in the one I did with K-Riz, I made a point out of making lots of slurpy sounds because she hates them, apparently.
Oh, gee.
Which just made it all the more fun.
I didn't do that on purpose. I'm sorry.
I don't know if she's actually going to listen to this, but good times were had. I think it's called misophonia or something, like when there's a sound that you really hate.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a real thing, apparently. I don't have that, but yeah. All right, Utopia, you are a pretty frequent poster, or at least you used to be.
Yeah.
What happened, man?
So I used to post twice a week, right? Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And then some stuff happened and I just decided I needed a little break from everything. But I'm back and now I post once a week. Mostly because I have a new roommate now.
So you don't have privacy.
She's home a lot more often than my old roommate was, and I don't want to like masturbate loudly while my roommate is in the apartment. So I record like one day a week now, and
wouldn't want that. No, that would be traumatizing.
But I'm moving into my own apartment in August, so I'm hoping to hoping to continue posting for the next like 8 months, and then B, like once that happens, I'm hoping to go back to sort of like recording a little bit more, but for the foreseeable future, I'm gonna try to stay on like the one a week kind of thing.
Do you know what you're moving into?
Yeah, I'm moving into a little bit further into the city that I live. I live in Boston, so I'm getting a little bit closer to the work.
As you know, he's in Boston.
I think everybody knows by now. I'm
pretty sure it's I don't like know.
Relatively common knowledge.
Maybe with the people you talk about, or I don't know if you've shared it in your things. Do you have dirty tea parties and stuff?
Dirty tea parties? No, we just throw that shit all into the harbor.
Damn it. I figured you guys had some kind of tea kink or some shit.
Tea kink? That'd be good. Yeah. That could be good audio, like a tea ceremony.
Like rubbing tea bags all over yourself.
Just tag it. You tag it with tea bag.
Senpai, please. It's
just like an audio where you actually just like teabag the listener.
Yeah, like with an actual teabag.
And then you teabag them with your balls.
With your nuts.
Oh, I
can see that happening.
Something like that. It could be like a humiliation thing. Okay.
Teabag kink, or tea kink in general. It's going to be a thing. Hashtag 2017.
It's going to be the new fad.
Yeah, I mean.
I found the new DDLG, guys.
Everybody gonna be wearing tea bags all over the place, like earrings and stuff, making whole dresses out of that shit.
Oh my goodness.
You don't even know. You don't know the extents that this is gonna go to. It's actually fucked up.
We've discovered something terrible and new.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a thing. Because we said so. Okay. That was a bit of a sidetrack. So, what's your why do you do VA? Why do you do it? Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Hopefully, not going anywhere anytime soon. There are a lot of reasons I kind of started. One of them was that, like, I used to do a cappella when I was in college, and that was a lot of fun. I really liked it. And when I graduated, I didn't really like do anything creative anymore. So when I remembered that GWA existed, I was like, oh hey, this is like a here's like a creative thing that I like could kind of do. Like, I enjoy masturbating. Like, why not harness that into something productive? And I saw like the backstage that people posted singing there, and I was like, oh
yeah,
this could be a great way to like get people to listen to me sing if I fab for them, and then I'll have a good place to post these things. Post
yeah, you make some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, so that's always fun. And then part of it was also like, I think in real life, I don't really see myself as like a forwardly sexually confident person.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to learn a little bit more about like how to act or feel sexy, I guess.
yeah.
Like, how do I be cool? Like, so it was sort of like a I want to learn kind of thing.
Yeah, so, be more comfortable with yourself in a sexual nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, so those are kind of reasons why.
Yeah, I mean, how did you even find out that it existed?
I don't remember. I think I was just, I know I found it like a year before I joined. I found it, and then I was probably on like some list of like NSFW subreddits.
Yeah.
I used to listen to audio on Literotica, which I found by accident. I think I was looking for Pillow Talk. This is many years ago. I was probably in like high school, and
when I was a wee lad.
Yeah, little boy utopia, and I was looking for Pillow Talk. I just wanted to hear like some encouraging voice talk to me.
Yeah.
And I accidentally found, like, I think I probably searched like audio encouragement and found like audio like jack off encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, this is fine too, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I like this, so that's kind of how I like found audios, but I never like considered getting into them because, like, as far as I remember, there wasn't really a lot of male stuff posted there, or I just like tuned it out because I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah.
I
think the process of posting on Literotica was apparently a lot harder.
Yeah, that's what I hear. There's like a whole process,
like it would a take verification you, like, a week or two. Thing or some shit. Yeah. So. But you're saying you didn't figure it out from Literotica, at least.
Yeah, I found audios at Literotica, but I didn't really want to record until like I saw it on Reddit.
Yeah, okay.
And then I forgot about it for a year, and then I was like, wait a second. Oh yeah, here's that thing.
Here's that thing where I'm gonna go jerk off into a microphone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you remember your first audio?
I actually looked at it the other day because somebody was asking on backstage, like, what was your first script? And I like forgot to respond to the backstage post. I should do that later. But it was a Tark script. It was the hunter gets captured by the game or something like that, part 2.
Yeah.
And I liked her writing a lot. Like, it felt comfortable to me. Like, comfortably, like, naughty, but also, like, readable.
Yeah.
Just like the way she writes, I think is really good. So shout out to Target Strooper. Yeah.
I'll make sure to tag her.
Pretty much like single-handedly, like how I got like my feet in the water at GWA was reading Tark scripts.
Have everyone to thank Tark for that. I think. Did you think it's a good audio? Like, if you listen to it?
Oh geez, probably not. I didn't have like a great microphone when I started. I had like an okay microphone, and then I didn't really know what I was doing. I'm pretty sure like my first, like the first couple orgasms I had like an audios like weren't real, or like they don't have them. Okay. And then I don't remember when I started to do real ones, but the early ones, I'm pretty sure if you go back and listen to them, you'd be like, oh god, he's like totally faking this.
Yeah, I don't know. My first audios, I'm so happy that I've changed account a couple of times because The first one I made was like with a really terrible headset microphone, and it was like really quiet because I was so afraid of getting caught.
Yeah, that's the struggle. Is
so it was like really like quiet, like.
Yeah, you're kind of like breathy, and like it's got like static in the background.
Exactly.
Got this like.
Yeah, good old. Oh man, today I can't listen to an audio that has static. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't prefer to do it. I guess the way I like find new users is like through verifications. Is like if I listen to a verification and I like really like someone's voice or like the way they talk, then I'll be like, all right, let me add this person to my friends list and see if they post. So
if they then post and you like the post they do, but it still lacks some of what we would probably consider normal editing, do you think you'd try to encourage them to edit it, or
I don't know, because
would you lose it?
Well, because we have like a really positive feedback culture, I think, on TWA.
True,
where it's very excuse me, it's like very heavily encouraged that like we leave comments saying what we liked about an audio, and it's not always like encouraged to, you know, like you don't leave a comment saying like, oh, I didn't like this about your audio, right? Like
no, of course not. Right? I mean, so, you could spin it in a positive way. You know,
yeah, like I'd love to hear you if you blah, 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 blah. Like, I think that's kind of the way to do it.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, something positive. But
yeah,
I tend to just like let people like you do you. Keep it up.
You do you, boo.
You do you. Keep doing yourself. It's great. Sounds great.
Wow. It really does.
please continue doing yourself. I love it.
Do you have a preference for audios? Like, would you rather have a straight up FAP or more intricate scripts?
Lately, I think I am listening to more stuff where it's got like a, not like necessarily a script, but like something, some scenario to it, just because I do a lot of listening to audios like on the way back and forth from work.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to like listen to something where they set up a scene and they're like talking to you
rather than just
yeah
no, like,
how did you do that? Is that with your mouth?
Yeah.
What the heck? Oh my god, no.
Why, what did that sound like?
No, because it sounded really good. Like, it sounded kind of like a someone was like the like lube on something.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna give it to you. So
you're making
good
that squelchy noise.
That's pretty, oh baby, good. I'm gonna come.
It's just ketchup squeezed out of a bottle.
No, this is all my mouth. So ladies, I'm just saying. No, okay. Have you ever done or been requested to do an audio that was outside of something you're comfortable with? Or, I mean, I see that you have rape and stuff, so.
Yeah. Rape is actually, I really, really, you have. I really like play rape as like a fetish, I think.
Yeah,
So that one, those I really like doing. Mm-hmm. The stuff that I feel less comfortable doing, I think, is like DDLG, I'm like not really good at doing because I think I'm not really like the right, neither like the type of person nor am I like really old enough to do it effectively and feel like I'm into it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And then I think a lot more of like the MDOM, specifically like M for M MDOM, I didn't really like know how to do it, because like specifically within M for M like audio stuff, I was more like drawn to M sub stuff, but that's like starting to change. I'm starting to like be more comfortable with it.
Wait, so you would rather be the sub in that setting as opposed to when with
contrary
female?
To okay. Contrary to popular what more people may believe, I'm actually mostly a subby guy.
Wow.
And I kind of make more dummy audios just more because it's like an exercise to do so.
It's also in my experience, not that I have made subby audios because it's not really my interest, but I assume that it's easier to do something from the DOM's point of view.
It absolutely is. The way I kind of view it when you're making a subby audio is because, like, when it's a DOM, you're easy because you're the one, like, acting at the listener.
Mm-hmm.
But with the subby audio, like, the way I've started to look at it is, like, mentally, I'm just DOMing myself and then reacting to it.
I love that. It's basically how I go about
making sub audios now. Is just I have like an imaginary figure in my head who is like still me controlling the imaginary figure, and like I have a puppet, like an invisible puppet who is controlled by me, and I control the puppet into DOMing.
I love that so much.
It's sort of like my current mindset on sub audios.
I mean, if you have the creativity to do that, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because, like, if you're just a subby guy, like, it's harder for you to, it's a little bit harder for you to DOM yourself, I think. Like,
I would assume so.
Yeah.
How do you do sub audios then? Like, what kind of reactions would you do when you perform them? I'm purely asking because I've never really recorded one before.
One thing I noticed is my voice gets a lot higher in the subby ones. I think it's just like a tone of voice thing. This is easier to like be DOMing with like a deep voice, and then it's easier to like be like kind of get like a smaller feeling to myself.
Yeah.
My voice is going up a little bit more, right? Like my breath gets like a lot more shaky because it's like I'm trying to portray that I'm not like in control of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to sound like as overwhelmed as I possibly can.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I've actually never been like able to be subby like with anybody, any like real life partners, like in person.
Yeah.
So it's really just like an imagination.
Sorry. Didn't mean to cough your face off.
Ugh, it's all over me now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You got bears the cooties.
STDs from the internet.
You got scapies.
The scapies. Ooh.
It's terrible. And it's a thing. It's a thing. Trust me. Scapies is a thing. Need to make it a thing. Have you ever gotten hate mail?
I actually haven't.
I couldn't imagine. You're too nice of a guy.
I'm still waiting for it.
It's not going to happen, man.
I think I've been in like really irregularly lucky with feedback. Where, like, I don't really get hate mail, and I also don't really get people, like aggressive or, like, creepy, I think.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and, of course, part of that comes with the territory of being a guy poster, where, like, I think definitely...
I also think it has more to do with posting DOM stuff in general.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I feel like people are more prone to approach you if you post subby stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, even guys, not just girls.
Yeah, a little bit. I think that's true. I don't think I've gotten any PMs or anything on Reddit or comments that like made me uncomfortable. Like everybody who's giving me feedback has been super nice. I mean, like it is totally weird that we're like recording ourselves masturbating and people are commenting on it. But like beyond that, no.
I once got a message from someone saying they really enjoyed my stuff. And I didn't answer back because I think I was on my phone and I wanted to write a reply or something when I got home or whatever. And then I checked my phone a couple of hours later and I had gotten another message from the same person saying, don't answer this mail. This person is only 15 years old or something.
Was it like someone else found the account? It was. Like...
I would assume someone else found out that she...
Maybe it was like their parents or something.
Something like that. I would assume. I don't know.
Get away from my daughter. Oh, that's a little scary. Yeah.
It is.
That's something I don't think about too often.
But I mean, I've never gotten hate mail that or No hate mail would ever be able to annoy me to any point, but I've only gotten one.
Was it you that made that post on Backstage?
Yeah, it was.
I remember I looked back. I had to look back to find it because I was just like, one day I was like, I'm going to go through old Backstage posts. And I found it was the one where you like, I finally like lost the something card. Like,
Yeah,
that was you. Yeah. I remember that. I tried setting everyone up
to make them think I finally lost my virginity or some shit.
Yeah, there's this whole story. You were like, oh, like, blah, blah, blah.
Totally set everyone up to think that I lost my virginity with my best friend or something.
Yeah, I remember. And then it turned out that it was just like you, like, oh, I finally got my first hate mail.
It was beautiful, man.
Beautiful. So that's kind of, well, actually reading that post that you made kind of put the like idea of hate mail in perspective. Is like, wow, I've been like acknowledged as a
exactly.
The point where somebody has
sent
me.
Please hate me. Hate us. Hate me in Avalon. Yeah. Do it.
Okay, well, all right.
Or I don't know if Avalon wants hate. I do.
I'm a little bit into degradation. But
just a little bit. I think
this is also from the point of view of like, guys where it's a lot harder to get the attention of people on the subreddit, right? Because we have a predominantly male audience.
Have you ever gotten tit pics?
Huh?
Or clit pics?
I've gotten unsolicited nudes maybe like twice ever, and I was just like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, this is what it's like for girls to get dick pics. I'm like, okay, well, thank you.
What kind of? I mean, like full body nudes or like just body parts?
I think just body parts. I don't know. I kind of just like opened it. And I was like, okay, well, that's a thing, and I closed it real quick. Like I'm sorry, I didn't mean to look. Like that's kind of what it was like. Like walking into somebody, like walking in on somebody by accident is kind of like what I felt like I was doing.
I didn't mean to look.
But like back to the hate mail thing. Like I think it's different from the perspectives of people who like get a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe. Like because I was reading something on Backstage yesterday, and I was like the amount of like abuse that it seems like some people go through is like terrible.
Yeah, I don't understand what people's obsession with female posters are. Like, cause I feel like they're the ones getting all the flack.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, you know, but I think it has a lot to do with like 13-year-old virgins being online, being all edgy and shit.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with men being awful. We're pretty bad.
Yeah, some are. Not all. I think it's because we're in this space, this very sexually laden space where you're either gonna meet nice people or you're gonna meet weird creeps. I feel like that's the dichotomy of things.
Yeah,
almost.
It's very.
Like it's like saying if you work as a nurse, you're only gonna meet sick people, so you're gonna assume like everyone is sick. You know, like it's that kind of thinking in a way.
Yeah.
You know, so you're exposed to a lot more of it. But I'm glad people stick around, even though there are assholes around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely good. I definitely appreciate the people who stay through that.
Fuck yeah. Has UWA changed your outlook on kinks, by the way?
I don't think so a whole lot. Because I think I was a relatively pretty open person to kinks before. It's kind of helped me like define a lot of stuff to myself.
Like what?
Like being able to draw lines for myself, I think. Like, I used to not really know how I felt about being into, like, rape. Like, I watch a lot of hentai, and, like, I read a lot of it.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of hentai is rape.
Yeah, a big part of it is definitely.
So, I didn't really, like, know how I felt about being into it. And then, kind of, like, being here was like, okay, like, there's like, consensual like rape where it's like the two people are like agreeing to be into it, and like that's awesome because it's like an act. And then that's like being able to draw that line for myself separately from like actually like non-consensually hurting somebody, like being able to draw those lines, I think, was something that GDW helped me do really well.
Yeah, like showing you that there are two sides of
yeah
this, like there's the good thing and the bad.
Yeah, finding out that like people have different boundaries was like pretty eye-opening, because you get all sorts of people here, right? Like, some people don't like certain things, some people really enjoy those things, and it's pretty cool to just like see that there's a whole world of people. Like, kink isn't even really like a, I don't even know
a how definition to say this. Thing.
Yeah, or, there's so much to it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's different, you know. You're, and I think that kind of speaks to, like, when you're trying to find partners and stuff, like, you're never going to find that, or no, never say never, but the likelihood of you finding someone who's into exactly what you're into is fairy tale thinking, or whatever you want to call it, you know. If you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you prefer any type of accent?
Do I prefer accents? I like pretty much all kinds of accents. I don't really have a preference. I like all of them. just like normal American accents included.
Yeah. I mean, I find it weird because I speak, I would say at least with somewhat of an American accent, but
I think you do, yeah.
I find myself a lot more attracted to American speaking people.
Yeah, that's because something that I enjoy, is really interesting to me. Because I enjoy the accent. I've never had anybody ever, well, because I live in America, so I've never had anybody ever tell me that, like, they enjoyed an American accent specifically, because everyone here has it. So it's really, really interesting to see sort of, like, the international aspect of it come through. You have, like, really good English, also, considering, like, you, I couldn't tell that, I, like, just assumed that you were American for, like, months.
Ah, yes, I passed... Thank you,
Evan. I just assumed that you had a really fucked up sleep schedule, like, all the time.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, sleep when you guys are awake.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah. I guess I kind of have, like, a soft spot for, like, Southern accents. I don't really know why.
Me too, man.
I definitely have a little soft spot for those.
Fucking love me.
Something I never hear on GWA, almost never,
yeah,
is like an Asian accent, like a slightly Asian accent.
Dude, there are a couple of them out there.
Yeah, there are a couple, but it's like,
it's rare-ish, yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
I think there are more over at PTA actually.
Really?
But I could be wrong.
Okay.
I mean, there's Miss Glitchy, at least I know, on DWA.
Yeah, I know Glitchy.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it also has a bit to do with the society, maybe, that it's more, I wouldn't say normal, but it's probably easier to get into over here than there, maybe.
What is easier to get into?
Like the accents? Like, or? No, posting audios.
Okay, yeah. Maybe, oh, yeah, yeah, because of like the language thing.
Well, language thing, and yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong. Who knows? Maybe there are LUTs out there. We just haven't seen all of them because, goddammit, there's a lot of people.
Did you know that erotic audio is actually commercialized in Japan?
No, I did not know that.
You can literally, there's like entire websites with huge catalogs of it. If I found out one day on 4chan, I was on the JP board, and like, there's
that?
It's just like the weeb otaku board.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull it up. I just typed in Reddit.
Sure.
JP. I forget what the thread is called, but they have it almost all the time.
And it's like stuff you can buy, or are we talking about free stuff like Pornhub or whatever?
Sometimes they include torrent links, but like they link it to like, there's entire websites like dedicated to like buying like erotic audio, like in it's a Japanese thing, so like I don't understand any of it, but I've like listened to it before. And it's basically like GWA, but like, it's a business over there.
Do you know why it's so popular?
I think his voice acting is a really big part of like anime. So it's probably a little bit more.
By the way, with the anime thing, am I the only one that finds it a bit weird that the girls that are depicted are often younger?
I think it has a lot to do with the culture over there. Is like a lot of what makes a character like, I guess, like, conventionally attractive is sort of, like, the moe, like, it's kind of like how we have DDLG, moe? Right? It's moe is kind of like, like the sort of innocent, like mix you want to protect kind of thing.
Okay, so the DDSG right? kind of
Yeah, think
stuff,
of like,
sure.
Do you watch, One Piece? Do you watch Fairy Tail at all?
No, but I know of it.
Okay, let me think. Let me think who's Moe. Like, I want to say, like, Hinata from Naruto is, like, kind
Bleach?
Of
Bleach? The girls in there are kind
of... Yeah, kind of. But yeah, I think it's just kind of the thing.
Yeah, no, it's probably a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Did you find a thing?
I kind of wish that there were more, because, like, almost, like, all the anime is, like, oh, we had, like, a protagonist between the years of, like, 15 and 19 years old, or, like, everybody's always in high school, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wish there was more anime, like, about adults.
Yeah.
And, like, dealing with the life after high. Like, there's so much, like, oh, we went to high school, like, here's our traditional high school daily life. But, like, I've seen, like, a couple shows where it's, like, well, I'm not in high school anymore. I'm a grown-up, and I have to deal with the real world now. And, like, I've really enjoyed watching stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, for some of the more old-school stuff, there's Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he starts out as that little shit who can't control anything. And,
oh, that's a good point. He really does grow up a lot.
And then he ends up with a son and a grandson.
Here we go. I lied. It wasn't on JP. It was on 4chan.org/H, which is the hentai board. And there's a thread called like the voice thread, or like audio, and they have like whole sites for like hentai audio, basically.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. I always forget about it.
I'm probably not gonna buy any of it, but I'll go look.
they have like download links to it. They're like, oh, you can download this stuff here. But it's just like super interesting to think about the fact that like the stuff that we do is basically like it's like a business in Japan.
Yeah.
Like I completely forgot about it until like 10 minutes ago, and I was like, oh, wait a second, that's right.
Making you discover old things that you already knew about yourself.
Oh, you know what I'm doing tonight.
So, would you say that you're bisexual then?
I actually don't think I would say I'm bisexual, even though I do make M4M audios.
Okay.
I think like in my personal life, I'm not really attracted to guys.
So it's easier for you to get into the headspace of making M4M sub audios then, or?
Yeah, I think so, because I'm kind of like I really enjoy pegging.
Yeah.
As like a fetish, like I've never been pegged in real life, but like the idea of it, I really enjoy. Yeah. So like it's really easy for me to like kind of switch over, and it's like oh, it's like being pegged by a guy, and it's like, wait a second, oh, okay, that's just like butt sex. So that's kind of like how I kind of like got into M4M audios.
Okay.
And eventually I was like, all right, well, I can just make like M4M Dom audios. It's just like the same thing, but like the guy is a penis. Like, so that's like, it's like kind of one thing, like when I'm trying to make audios, and then like in real life, like I don't really have the preference, I think, for it.
No. Okay.
But it's fun to like, sort of like, kind of like a fantasy, I guess.
Okay. I mean, do you do it more? Do you still make M4M audios?
I haven't done it in a while. I keep meaning to, and something popped up this week that I had to do. So, I told somebody that I wanted to do one before the month was up, and I've got 2 Tuesdays left in this month to post. So, I guess I should try to make one of those in M4M.
Better get on that shit, yeah. Bitch.
Better get to work on that.
Yeah. So, why like? I'm trying to understand why the M4M and not just post M4F.
I think because I wanted to just do everything. That was sort of the advice that I got from some people. It was either like I read a guide or like I talked to like Playful, and they were just like, just do everything. Like Playful, I think, has talked to me about like an old M poster. I think it was Trying You Out. I think, and
he was
apparently one of the early people. This is before my time here, but apparently he was one of the people who would just do like everything, or like No Name, I think, also did like a lot of variety.
Yeah, No Name used to do a whole bunch of infirm
stuff. All sorts of stuff.
Together yeah. with other people as well.
Yeah. So it was kind of just my like, all right, well, we got to do everything at least once. And then we'll come back yeah. again. We'll do it again better. So,
No, I can understand that. I mean, it's kind of expanding your repertoire, I guess. Yeah.
I guess, like, honestly, a lot of the early stuff that I did was stuff that I'm not as into because it's sort of more, like, because a lot of people give the advice where they're like, oh, shoot, I just bumped my microphone. A lot of people give the advice where they're like, do what you're into, right? Because that's, like, what you're comfortable yeah. with. And I think my advice is kind of, like, the opposite, where I kind of want to give the advice of do it, just try something else. Because when you do something that you're, like, really into, then it becomes so much more of like a vulnerable thing where you're like, this is so much more me than it is if I wasn't into this sort of thing. Like romance, like BFE stuff
yeah.
is something that I really like in real life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I sort of held off from doing sort of like more vanilla romance audios for a very long time. Because that's so much more like me than it is than like, you know, fucking somebody in public as like a dom is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's opening up other sides of you that
yeah
leave you more vulnerable for sure.
Yeah, and then you get to expand your horizons, so that's kind of so like Mframe was like part of that, I think, also.
Yeah.
Also, Mdom
makes me think of my old PTA audios because I used to post like when I posted a whole bunch back in the day. Mm-hmm. I used to post these super over-the-top romantic audios on PTA, like marriage proposals and shit. Oh,
that's such a good idea, though.
Looking back at it, I think I was just having a really good time getting all of it out. You know, because it felt like, you know, an emotional release in a way, because I've never been on my knees asking someone to marry me. I want to,
right.
But it's also about finding, you know, right person and shit. So sometimes you just need to get it out, you know? And
yeah, absolutely.
This was one of the ones that it hit a soft spot. So it's like shit, like out in the starlit night, out in the forest.
Oh, like your eyes are as deep as the sea.
You know, it was fucking like so romantic. It was good, but yeah. I guess I kind of drifted away from that and do more snuggly shit these days.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just got to throw the cheesy romance at him.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. You know, it's nice to do sometimes. It's yeah. not every day. So, yeah. Are you in any kind of way interested in pain play and or giving or receiving?
I think I'd be more interested in receiving, but I think that's really part of the subby side is just like having someone else like have control over and like to do whatever they want with you.
Is that how far you'd go?
I think I'd go that far. Yeah.
Like, if you were to, so you're into degradation and stuff. So would you say that you'd be willing to go as far as being a slave? In, I mean, obviously within whatever dynamic, it's a definition question, but
yeah,
I guess you can still kind of put it into.
No, yeah, I think I'd be into that. I definitely think I would.
Like calling whoever mistress.
Yeah, I know a lot of people aren't like into being called mistress specifically.
Well, I don't know.
But I tried to do that once where I tried to do like an MSUB audio without using the word mistress, and I got some good feedback. So I try to like sometimes use it and sometimes not, I think.
Why do people dislike it?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel old sometimes, or maybe they don't feel like a mistress. Like, maybe they don't like that. It's like, it's kind of like being called daddy, you know, like some people are not like really into being called daddy, and some people are super into it. Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand that.
That's, like, my secret plan is to just, like, post a bunch of, like, Dom audios and get really popular and then, like, have people listen to MSUB audios and be like, wait, I like MSUB. It's my secret plan to convert the people of GWA into liking MSUB.
You're gonna
it's working.
Make a gradual shift.
It's working. I'm getting comments where, like, oh, I'm not usually in MSUB, but blah, 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 it sounded good. I'm like, yes, come to the dark side. It's working.
We have cookies and milk.
I've tricked them. I'm in.
I like that. Kind of getting really popular on MDOM, and then
day 400, they suspect that I am one of their own.
I'm trying to come up with some kind of clever Tron name, you know, like Switchtron or whatever. Switchtron. I'm not coming up with anything good.
Some kind of
I should have never said it.
Robots in disguise.
Robots in disguise. MSOP in disguise.
MDOM, yeah.
Okay, so is there a singular kink that you do not understand the attraction to? Not necessarily yours, but other people's.
Things that I don't, I think. I'm yeah, sort like, of at
is
the
there
point
a kink you don't understand why people like it.
I think pretty much everything I've come across, I can sort of understand why people like it. I think it's really important. This is like not really just a kink thing, but like an overall GWA thing is like, I think it's really important to be able to put yourself in the shoes of other people.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, well, let's put myself in the shoes of this person who's into this kink. And then I'm like, oh, suddenly it makes sense. Like, or like, let's put myself in the shoes of people who like act a certain way. And then I'm like, okay, well, I can see why. Do I agree with everything? Like, no. Or like, am I into the same things? No. But like, I can understand. So like stuff, even stuff that I'm like super not into, like I like my hard limits. Like I'm like,
yeah,
this is my hard limit. But like, I understand why you're into this. Like, and I can like see that it's like hot. Like that's fine.
What so, kind of stuff are you not into?
I think my only hard limit on GWA is actually cheating.
Yeah, no, that I do not like that one either.
Specifically, like me cheating, I think is the one thing that I might not ever make. Like, if I'm being cheated on, then like I can sort of get into that, like a cuck thing. But like, I don't really want to be the
one. But then it's kind of consensual, though.
Kind of, or even like non-consensual, because it can be a degradation thing where it's like, oh, like he's so much better than you are. Like,
I mean, if you're at the point where you're.
Or I'm listening to it, yeah.
Trusting your partner to the point that you'll quote unquote let her cheat, but kind of non-consensually on your part, then mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I think I've heard like an audio. This is a really long time. I don't remember who it was by. It wasn't very long, but it was like effectively just her like leaving you for like another guy and just being like, oh, he's so much better at like all of these
things.
And like I was really into that. Like that was fine.
Okay.
So like it's not even like a consensual thing. It could be like a non-consensual degradation, like trying to make you feel terrible thing, and I'm into that. But I think just for myself, I don't like the idea of making a cheating audio where I'm the one. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. To me, the whole thing is just not something I want. So
yeah.
Like as weird and mean as it sounds, I'll totally like use RES to ignore whoever posts that kind of stuff. I just can't have it.
Yeah, that's sort of whenever you know how some people there's like the required tags. It was age, beast, rape, and incest. Yeah. And then like some people like very, very strongly prefer to have like albums tagged. Even though it's not like a required tag. I try to use it as if it were one when I tag my stuff because I don't want to like trigger
anybody.
Does it
trigger you?
Right. That's kind of how I feel about like cheating. Whereas like sometimes I'll go into an audio and I'll be like, oh, this is great, and then they'll mention like my girlfriend, like a girlfriend in the audio, and be like, shit, nope, I'm out. Like I can't do it. That's my one cheat that I give myself.
No boner.
My rule is if I start an audio, I listen to it all the way through and I leave a comment. But my one out is. If
unexpected cheating,
as I'm like, I give myself those, and I'm like, all right, I don't have to listen to this.
Even if like she's tied up your girlfriend and she's like having her way with you, yeah, or would you be down for that?
Because that I would be non-consent. Yeah. I mean that's just my preference though. Like I
yeah, no.
I totally understand also like what is hot about it.
people can do whatever.
Yeah. And I think it's I think it's a great kink. It's not really like my thing, I guess, personally.
Yeah, sure. No, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Would you say that, and I guess we've kind of been over this, but would you say that you have any kind of weird or not weird, but uncommon kinks?
I think my most uncommon one is actually like older sister. Older sister compared to like the other two kinds of incest are like exceedingly rare. I think we get a lot of little sister stuff, a lot of daddy daughter or like daddy stuff or like mommy dom stuff. But I think older sister is very uncommon, and that's actually my favorite out of all of those.
But how do you act that out in real life? I mean,
oh, I don't.
Or more like role play, I suppose.
I think it's probably role play. I think.
Or is it more of an audio thing that it interests you as?
It's more of an audio thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's definitely within the span of audios. Like,
yeah, I mean, because obviously you could role play it. Obviously,
you could role play it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think little sister like is great, but like I can't really get. I don't really go out of my way for it because like I have a sister, and like, so I'm like not really into that.
Yeah.
No, I gotta understand. Yeah, but yeah,
I can see the appeal in both.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now we're gonna move over to weird and random crappy questions.
So the real, so now we got all this like the fluff out of the way. Now we can do the real questions.
Okay. This is one I wrote the other day. I think it's pretty good.
All right.
But it's...
Do your worst
there. It might be shit. Okay, so imagine, Avalon, before you are two scepters.
Wait, before...
If you pick one, the other one will disappear forever.
Got it.
It's very important. One represents peace and will grant you the ability to instantly forge everlasting peace and understanding across the globe. But it will do nothing else for you. It's a single action and the world changes. Now, the other scepter, however, represents control and power, and it'll let you bend the will of all people on Earth, and you'll quite literally become the king of the planet. However, your lifespan is no longer than it normally would be, and you will eventually die, meaning the scepter will disappear and it's over.
Okay.
Which one do you pick?
Is the peace one also the effects
go the away when effects I die? Are everlasting. But it'll leave you however you still are. You'll gain nothing from it other than peace on Earth.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like I gain a lot from the peace one. not just like within I don't know. Okay, well,
I mean, one would let you have the life of a king, and the other one would be Avalon.
The when you phrase man. It like that.
Well, I don't know how else to put it. Like, Who doesn't want to be a king?
I almost want to feel like I want to take the peace one because it's got like a greater net benefit and also like more lasting effects, and also like I still benefit from it. Like if people could like stop arguing on backstage, it would make my life so much better. It really would, because I spent all my time arguing backstage. But part of me also feels like we need like some degree of conflict to like thrive and like push ourselves, right?
Maybe.
Can I like control the degree to which this piece is imposed?
Or is it just like the red? If you pick the control one, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, but it's so easy to like go mad with the control one.
I mean, power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately. So, yeah. Or whatever it is. So,
let's see.
These are tough questions.
This is a tough one. I think I want to take the peace one. There's just like less opportunity for me to become somebody that I don't want, that I like presently don't want to become.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the one I would ultimately pick too, but the other one is alluring.
It's obscenely tempting in so many ways. Right? And then like the consequences for me are like nothing, right? So that's sort of like the
exactly.
But then it's like I mean, how do I want to be remembered, right? Like, do I want
to
be...
You could use the control one to force the Earth to cooperate in the time that you're alive and...
Yeah, like, but...
Stop polluting, create green energy. That's stop true. This, do that.
Yeah, but I would do so many more, like, bad things with it.
Like what?
It's like I did for another day. That's for me to know.
Oh, that's for me to know it's and you to do.
To never find out.
Isn't. No, okay. See, that was a pretty... I think that was a question. Pretty good question.
I liked it.
First timer. Whew.
I think anybody who... I think you have to seriously consider both. Like, you can't just right off the bat be like, oh, of course I take the peace one. Like, you gotta weigh it. You gotta weigh that heavily. That's like a...
I don't know if I need to limit the peace one to balance the powers a little bit more in favor of the other one. We'll see. We'll see.
Alright. Balance patches for the scepter question.
Balance future, patch.
Stay tuned to the future online with your side for the balance patches.
When we release Half-Life 3. Never.
Wait, I guess if you took the control scepter, you could make Half-Life 3 happen.
Do this, Gaben. Mm. Oh my god, everyone would love me if I forced Gaben to make... No, what if it turned out to be bad?
Yeah, what if it was bad? Then you would be forever hated.
But then I wouldn't care, because I would still be in control.
That's true. But after you die, your legacy will be the man who made Half-Life 3 disappointment.
Shit. Yeah, that's true.
Do you really want that on your conscience?
No, I really don't.
As your
don't.
Legacy.
No. I really do not want that. Okay, Avalon.
All right.
You're trying to cross the road.
Okay.
But in front of you stands the worst thing you've ever dreamt of in a nightmare. What is it? What's blocking your path? Or do you not get nightmares?
I do not often get nightmares, but... rejection.
Oh, Jesus.
Rejection from people Christ. That I've had crushes on is on the other side of the road, and I'm not going over there.
Rejection. Yeah. That's a bad one.
Those are my... Yeah.
I mean, personally, I was going to go with, like...
Rejection and loneliness. I don't have a lot of like conventionally scary dreams.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't have like, you know, like stuff chasing me or like me falling. Like doesn't really happen to me a whole lot.
So, I once had that sleep paralysis thing. That was scary.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Some weird lady came over and electrocuted me.
Oh, jeez.
And I was awake for the whole thing.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's apparently like when you start sleeping, your body will try to lock you down.
Right.
So that you can't move. But if you, for whatever reason, wake up in that stage,
yeah,
your brain is awake, but your body is not responsive. And I don't know if we have like weird monsters that only come out when we're sleeping or whatever, but... For me, it was like a dark clad lady who came over and like jabbed her nails into my sides and like completely electrocuted me.
Oh my god!
And like I was screaming my lungs out, trying to yell to my friend who was sleeping on the floor right next to me, but he didn't hear anything. So wow. It must have all been in my head.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dream Avalon has been really busy lately. It was just this past week where I woke up and my friend texted me saying that I was in her dream and then
damn.
Went on to describe in great detail some things that happened in that dream.
Were they dirty?
They were dirty. Ooh. And then the next day I woke up and my best friend texted me and he was like, you were in my dream last night. And I was like, apparently like disparaging him. And
was it dirty?
No, it wasn't, unfortunately. And then literally that same day, someone else on, on Snapchat was like, you were in my dream. And I was like, okay, this is getting weird. And then on, I think it was TeamSpeak, like a fourth person was like, your voice was in my dream because I don't know what you look like. I was like, what the heck? Like,
you're narrating their life now?
It was all within a span of like 2 days. And it's just like, there's no more of it now. But it was just like, everything just coincided. I was like, am I going to die? Like, is this a sign?
Am I ascending to godhood?
Oh, God. Yeah. We're just getting dragged down to hell by dream demons. Hey, I'm still here, so we're okay.
All okay right, you're now. Here for the time being. You're with Bear. You're safe. Don't worry. I got you, baby. Okay, Avalon.
Okay.
You drank something weird before you went to bed last night.
Okay.
And you've just woken up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now 100% female for a day.
Yes! I love this question.
What would you look like? And what would you do?
What would I look like?
Mm-hmm. You can literally look any way you want.
Probably be like this. I'd probably just try to be like what I would look like if I were female. So like same color hair, like, I don't know.
Brunette?
Pretty. That's a secret.
Oh, okay. would you have big boobs, small boobs, big ass, small ass?
I
want to say
like medium everything. I don't know. Just like everything like in proportion, I want to say.
Okay, everything
in proportion. Definitely just like record all day. I would just spend the whole day just like recording and masturbating. Like, I mean,
you wouldn't have any toys, I guess. So it would all have to be with hand.
Well.
Would you try to find stuff to like...
Well, first off, I have some toys that I could use because I have some butt stuff that I've used in audios before. Second off,
fair point.
I live about, I want to say it's like a, not even, it's like a 7-minute walk probably, but also like a 3-minute bike ride from like a really great sex store with like a really, really good culture, I think, towards like educating women.
Would you just go buy all the shit?
I would just go buy everything and be like, I know it's like a rental that I'm just like paying for forever, but like it's worth it for just like the one day to like experience the thing, like experience the kind of pleasure that I think girls get to experience.
I like that.
I would love that sort of like, oh man.
What kind of voice do you think you'd have? Like a high one or kind of a smoky?
I kind of think that I'd have a high voice. Like the inverse, because like I have a low voice, so like high as my voice is low.
Hi, my name.
I can't.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
Somebody made me read some stuff. It was hang on.
Someone made you read stuff like a girl.
Last night. One of my friends who I've told about. About GWA was like, you should read something to me. And I was like, I don't want to. You're gonna make fun of me. So like, it went on for like an hour, and then eventually I gave in. So she made me read. It was called it was some Sleeping Beauty thing. I think it was. It looks like it was this like Anne Rice, the Sleeping Beauty trilogy. Maybe I'm not really sure, but. Yeah, this looks like it. So I had to read it out loud, and like it was like an erotica novel about like Sleeping Beauty, basically. She wanted me to do like the female voices for Sleeping Beauty, so it's just kind of like what it made me think of. So I was doing like my like high voice, like oh no, like this sort of jokey girly voice. So hopefully I don't sound like that.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you'd sound like Minnie Mouse.
Do I get to choose? Oh my god. There is an audio out there that somebody has made where a certain mouse voice is involved.
Okay.
I'm not going to name any names because I don't know if he wants it public.
Okay.
But there, somewhere out there on GWA, a snippet of this exists. and is up there for all of you to go find
public
and enjoy.
Confection.
Public confection. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
There was this guy who used to write these crazy scripts called Big Tits Wanker.
Big Tits Wanker. What a godly username.
And he made two kind of stories about Princess Cum Slut.
Oh,
both of which I recorded.
I've heard those. Yeah, Sass did those a long time ago. Like
I did them too. In a,
oh my god!
In a really high voice. As far
is that
as
the
I
one where
go.
She like starts to argue with the author?
I don't know. Maybe she does.
I think it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She.
I remember
in
those
the
scripts.
In the first one. She goes out into the kingdom and kind of sucks some dick and gets fucked by a big-ass lumberjack.
Oh, my God.
I think. No, that's the second one. Yeah, they're... I don't know if he's still around, but they're good.
Okay.
Hey, Avalon, you now have to pick a shitty wish and a shitty superpower.
What's a shitty
wish? So like, it can't be like $1 million or eternal life, but it can be like, I don't know, $50, $350.
Can it be like a kind of like a mundane wish almost?
Yeah, yeah. Like average.
Can my shitty wish be to have my wires around my desk impervious to tangling?
Oh my god, I would
because
love that.
Every time I make good. Audios, I just fucking get tangled up in all of my cords somehow.
That is
like,
a good
my
wish.
Chair rolls over my cords, like just they're everywhere and I hate it and I have no way to so that's my wish, is to just have them like repel, have my wires just like repel things.
That's a good shitty wish.
It's like actually. Some sort of like Harry Potter stuff. Like, you know how like in Harry Potter, like Hermione like casts a spell on Harry's glasses to repel the rain? I need that, but for my wires. That's my shitty wish.
All right.
My shitty
What kind of shitty superhero are you going to be?
Ooh, do I have to be a superhero or is it just like a power that I can use selfishly?
Well, I mean, with the power, you could be a shitty superhero.
That's true. I want to say the ability to instantly teleport to any floor of a building that I am currently inside of. Because then within a building, I could be really great at rescuing people, but also I live on like the third floor of an apartment and our laundry is in the basement and our stairway is really narrow, so it's like really scary for me to go down the stairs with like a basket of laundry.
I mean, it's not the most overpowered thing ever. I'd say you're pushing it, but
I'll
take it.
Yeah, then like my work elevators, like so my work elevators, they don't have buttons inside of the elevators. They have this thing on the outside where you press a button and you tell it what floor you want to go to, and then it will bring you an elevator instead of like, oh, go to elevator C or like go to elevator E if you want to go to floor 8. But it's like something is just like not right with the algorithm and it's just so slow. It would save me like 4 whole minutes out of my day to just teleport.
Have you ever
to my
though
floor,
considered the ramifications of teleporting to a place where there's already another person?
I'm pretty sure that would end catastrophically.
I feel like you would explode someone from the inside out.
Yeah, or you just get like squelched, like you just have like a plank in your leg forever, or like unsurgically removable.
That would be bad.
That would be terrible. That is a
shame. Use your power with great precision, my friend. Do you read?
Yes. I read comic books now.
I mean, you did say you read hentai and stuff.
That's true. I also read hentai, yeah.
Okay, so like, out of the things you read, what would your favorite be?
Like, the favorite thing I've read? Or, like, the favorite
kind
of thing that I like to read?
Favorite book or series or whatever.
Ooh. Let's see. I've talked about a bunch of stuff in my AMA before, so I don't want to repeat those.
I mean, you can.
Well, I've talked about Worm and Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality.
Which one would you like? Which one of them is your favorite?
Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality. But I think for this, I'm going to say, because it's just like things that I read. You know Wolverine?
Yeah.
Like Marvel Comics?
Logan?
Yeah. So, you know, have you seen like the trailers for like the new Wolverine movie coming out? It's just called Logan.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's actually being very heavily inspired by a story called Old Man Logan, which okay. is probably like one of my favorite things like ever written. It's a story. The book takes place in like an alternate future where like the villains organize themselves finally, and they just like basically killed off all the superheroes.
Okay.
And they took over the United States. So like the whole country is run by like Red Skull, and like Hulk went like power hungry and like owns the West Coast, and like he like inbred with like a bunch of just like the inbred like hillbilly Hulk family like rules the West Coast. It's like this gritty like bad alternate future, and it's just like Wolverine is like an old man and he just wants to be left alone, and it's like him like trying to take care of like his family there, and it's just like a really good story.
Sounds pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's called Old Man Logan. It's good. That's probably like the one comic book that I always try to get people to read. You don't have to know anything like to get into it.
Yeah,
because there's no like, oh, remember when this happened in like issue 4 of like Uncanny X-Men and blah blah blah. Like, there's none of that. It's just like a self-contained story.
Yeah. So what kind of role could you see yourself having in that universe? Do you think you'd be some evil mastermind hero?
Well, if I was an ordinary pleb, I'd probably be dead. I'd probably be somebody who like died like in like the fight when they were trying to prevent the bad guys from taking over.
Oh, so heroic.
Yeah, because all the heroes died. Almost all of them died.
Except for Logan.
Yeah, Logan. So grizzled. He's just like an old grumpy man. And it's amazing. Like older and grumpier than Wolverine already is.
Jesus. That's a lot of grumpy.
Yeah. He's so grizzly.
Well, sad to hear that you'd be dead, but you know, you'd sacrifice yourself for, you know, a greater cause.
Yep.
It's good. You're a good guy. Wanting peace for everyone.
It took the peace up to you.
Yeah. Would you say reading hentai then is also your like a guilty pleasure?
I don't even know if it's a guilty pleasure. It's just kind of like a pleasure. I think
do you have hentai, a guilty pleasure?
Let's see. Do I? Nothing that I feel like particularly guilty about. I think I'm pretty open with all like the weird shit that I do. Like,
I feel no shame.
I don't feel a whole lot of shame, no.
All right. I just have one last question for you, Evelyn.
Okay, what's up?
It's a weird one. You ready? I'm ready. I said that a member of your family was secretly kinky, which family member would you suspect, and what would they be into?
Oh God! It'd definitely be my sister.
Why?
Because my parents are too like not like sexual at all to like be into it. I don't know what she'd be into.
That's alright.
You don't but have to answer that. It would that definitely be her. She's too weird. She's definitely more of like a outgoing, experimental person than my parents are. So it would definitely have to be her.
All right, man. All right. I know that's a weird question, but it had to be done.
No, that's a good question. That's fair.
I think it was Beth who came up with it, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you get where it's from, right?
Yeah.
That's great. But yeah, I think that's all for now. Evelyn, thank you for joining me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
God, you bet.
Hey. Mm. Ooh.